Hey, good morning. Today is the 6th of September. This is a chart review at Texas Emergency Hospital. New Dr. McMurray. New Doctor, Dr. McMurray. First name, Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E. First patient is MD, 55-year-old woman, comes in with shortness of breath, bloody diarrhea, bloody stool, cough and diarrhea. Blood pressure was 160 over 101. Norvasc was given in the emergency room. The blood pressure came down to 140 over 70, period. Patient was diagnosed with URI, gastroenteritis, CBC, chest x-ray, and CMP were within normal limits, period. Patient could have benefited from OB, just put big letters, OB, but this was not mentioned to the patient. Put the whole thing in capital letters at the bottom. Thank you. Next patient is BG. BG is a 39-year-old woman with cough, loss of appetite, earache, diagnosed with COVID-19. Oh, history of COVID-19, workup including CBC, CMP, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with post-COVID cough, treated with Decadron, also had negative cardiac workup, negative swab test. Sent home with albuterol, prednisone, Zyrtec, and Tylenol number 3. Left message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is S, or the first patient also put down the number that was left was a bad number on MD, that first patient. So the second patient we just did, the third patient is SG, 4-year-old child seen with fever. Chill, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, CBC within normal limits, diagnosed with viral pneumonia, treated with amoxil and prednisone. Family was very happy with Dr. McMurray, McMurray. Next patient is EC, 65-year-old man with abdominal pain. Patient left the emergency room. He states that he left because he found out somebody was breaking into his house. And this is a 9-2, by the way. This is all the chart reviews on 9-2-2022. But he was still having pain, so he's back in the emergency room today. He was not seen on the 2nd by Dr. McMurray. Next patient is MN. It's a 34-year-old woman seen with fever, body aches, sweating, neck pain, chest pressure. Urinalysis, UDS negative, CMP negative, white count 11,000. Patient did not have any workup for flu or COVID because she said she had did a COVID test at home and it was negative times 2, even though she did have fever last night. Patient is not happy with the care. She says she still feels sick. She didn't get any medication, no antibiotics, and she still doesn't know why she's running low-grade temperature at nighttime. She has an appointment to see her regular doctor, but the ER was a bit waste of time, in quotation. As far as Dr. McMurray, I don't have enough time to discuss him right now, she states, in quotation. Will call me back later because she was at work. Our next patient is ES. ES is a 2-month-old baby seen with cough, diagnosed with diagnosed for well exam child, or the diagnosis says well exam child. Patient's family not happy because they feel like Dr. McMurray wasn't because he was dismissive, put it that way. Next patient is OP. Is a 12-year-old young man seen with injured toe. X-rays negative. The toe caused a partial nail avulsion and was treated by, had an X-ray done, which was negative, and was treated appropriately. Patient says the doctor was okay, not great. Wouldn't go into detail. But the workup was, and the treatment was complete. Next patient is AM, is a 20-year-old male seen for stomach pain, but really he had penile discharge diagnosed with urethritis, later had a positive GC and had been treated with Rocephin and Zithromycin already. He did not answer his phone today. Next patient is KJ. He's a 7-year-old child seen with hand laceration. The laceration was closed. McMurray does a good job going into detail about the laceration repair. And mom was very happy and went on and on about Dr. McMurray and how he made the patient feel so comfortable while he was stitching his son up. Next patient is AP. He's a 5-year-old been with nausea and earache. Patient had ear otitis media times 2 in the ER, received Rocephin IV fluid. I like the fact that Dr. Murray writes down the doses based on patients. He writes down his thinking and calculation based on patients' weight, as well as the fluid resuscitation. White count was 5,000. Chemistry was okay. COVID was negative. Treated with Amoxil at home. Patient is a friend of Patty in the hospital. She called Patty and told her what a great care Dr. McMurray provided and how great the staff was as well. She told me today. Next patient is L.E., 65-year-old gentleman, fell at home, had x-rays, total body x-rays, CT of the head, CT of the chest, all within normal limits, sent home with anti-inflammatory. Patient did not answer his phone today, unfortunately. Next patient is K.O., is a 75-year-old woman seen with possible CPA, blood pressure 210 over 110, clindamycin given, also having blurred vision, subsequently transferred to Conroe, where she was told she did have a mild stroke. Dr. McMurray also did a cardiac, he did not do a cardiac workup, and he did not consult us. The hospitalist, this was about 10 in the morning, but patient was transferred. Was transferred accordingly. Patient was very happy with the care by the staff and Dr. McMurray, she states. Cardiac workup was not done, even though EKG was abnormal initially in the emergency room, so just put that down. And then put down patient was happy with the care received in the emergency room by Dr. Murray and staff. She was at Conroe Hospital for a few days before she was discharged. Next patient is L.E., is a 65, oh, we did him, sorry. Next patient is S.G., is an 8-year-old child with earache, diagnosed with loptotitis media, treated with Amoxil. Mom went on and on about how great Dr. McMurray was and how he made the patient feel so comfortable. Next patient is J.E., that's a 31-year-old woman with heavy bleeding. Vital signs stable, CBC, HCG negative, referred to OB. Dr. McMurray did not offer any treatment. There was just a small amount of blood in the urine, I suspect because the bleeding had already slowed down. But there was no explanation regarding that. I left a message for patient to call me back, consider treatment with either antiprostaglandins or hormone replacement therapy to stop bleeding in this age group till they can see the OB/GYN. Next patient is TM, is a 7-year-old child with a leg laceration. Repair was completed. Great notes, well detailed. And the family went on and on about how much they liked Dr. McMurray. Next patient is AF, is a 43-year-old woman seen with dizziness, pain around the neck, stiff neck and shoulder, diagnosed with acute rhinitis, blood pressure slightly elevated, told to watch it at home, and treated with Flonase. I really wanted to see if she was doing better or if she was unhappy about the care she received, but I did not talk to her. I left a message. We'll try to call her again. Next patient is GM. Is a 60-year-old fellow with an abscess on his back, which was open, treated with clindamycin. CBC was checked, CMP was checked, looking for diabetes. Sent him with clindamycin. He did not answer a phone, but I left a message. Next patient is TB, is a 26-year-old with chest pain, right side, diagnosed with gastritis. Patient had D-dimer, BNP, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, all were negative. Placed on Nexium. Also had a negative chest X-ray and EKG. Left message for patient to call me back. So that's the conclusion for the Texas emergency chart reviews for 9/2/2022.